In the early hours of 26 of April 1986, the fourth reactor of the Chernobyl nuclear complex exploded. The authorities were as slow to evacuate as to admit the enormity of what had happened. Tower block residents in the nearby town of Pripyat stood on their balconies watching the eerie blaze. The firefighters who went in first, and many of the liquidators who later cleared the area of radioactive debris, were appallingly exposed. I'll read four excerpts from two books: Heavy Water, A Poem for Chernobyl, and Half-Life, Poems for Chernobyl. These are sibling publications, each offering in its own way selections from what I really consider to be a single extended poem. A long sequence I began in the winter of early 2002, writing furiously, consumed by a cold fire. The first extract deals with Chernobyl children, sent abroad usually for respite, sometimes for specialist medical treatment. And it's only right to preface this, I think, with a quote from the book Voices from Chernobyl, a series of first-hand accounts of disaster, the main source and inspiration for the sequence. If the scientists know nothing, if the writers know nothing, then it's for us to help them with our lives and our death. Sasha. In Belarus, I'd look with my feet, with the hands of others. To listen was ankle and calf, the muscle my eyelids lacked. On the fens, my ears ranged the flatness, no whisper of trees. A doctor took fibres from my legs so I could open my eyes. Like grafting peach onto a plum branch, he told me. In London, we always walk in weak light. I watch an observatory open its eyelid on space. My eyes stumble across faces, but my legs see what pulls us down. There is something that drags us down and makes us all stick out the same way. Here, everyone walks with eyes so open, walking as though the world had never changed. Black. In the dark, she goes to him for his crusts of hip bone, his weather maps still, wars, medals, a certificate. That first squirt of blood sounds the bedpan as milk sounds the pail. His own mother refuses at the end of a tube. They chart the poppy seed in his lung that splits straight into bloom. He molts, black skin in shawls, spreads dark in the silhouette of Lenin. His livid seed will lodge in the cul-de-sac of a dead village. He will go the way of water, thinks of canal weed, entering the slug, knows soon she will feel in his urn for the intimate shells of his death. He leaves her his fat, yellow watch. Stress germinates it. She wears black and he desires it. Everywhere black rips his bloodlines, bursts from him in fine jets. Those photos down the hall, his own camera crew who come swooping to steer him, to stall his dark. Their booms track a whimper. Where is Papa? Where exactly? There are many rooms. Even the dead fear them. Every day I found a new man, Ludmila Ignatenko. Do not kiss him, they said, starting back, as though he were an animal in its cot, cocking its head to listen, but understanding nothing. Do you understand? Are you pregnant? No? And find him milk, 3 litres a day. I poured that whiteness into him, felt I was feeding a goose its own feathers. He retched and cursed, the thin dribble each side of his mouth worse than a child. Each time you hold his hand is a year off your life. Can you hear us? His bones are more active than the core. Understand? That is no longer your husband. I boiled chickens until the bones sagged, fresh, handfuls of parsley chopped so fine it would melt between finger and thumb, pot barley, apples from Michurinsk, they told me, pared and pulped, everything minced and sieved, every trace of rind or pip removed, no husk, shell or pod, and all of it spewed back down his chest, as though he could not take a single particle more. The black of his forearms and thighs cracked like pastry. His eyelids swelled so tight with water he could not see for skin. The lighter sheet peeled away fat as flypaper. The slightest edge of thumbnail was to him more vicious than any cutthroat. If I moved his head, it streaked hair down the pillow as though he were a used match. If I pressed a knuckle in, our wedding flesh, the indent remained like hot grey putty. He coughed bile, acid, froth and lung, shreds of stomach and liver, and still he stayed. Refused that first, that last step onto the Jacob ladder. Those reptile eggs of eyelids turned always towards me until I said, go, I love you, but go. Up to that moment, I still believed I would save him. Milk, soup, kisses, as if he could digest the touch of my lips, feel my making of broth in his dissolving heart chambers. When his breath shut, when he began to cool, then I called for family. It was almost a miracle, the doctors said. 4 times the fatal dose and he nearly turned round. I felt myself the wrong side of a door. A partition thin as plywood, thinner as though you could hear everything that was going on inside. His mother hugged me. The brothers kissed me. Now we are your brothers. Have you ever been the wrong side of that door, knowing all you needed was the key and you could walk straight in? That's how it was. We were that close. Lead 207, stable, via beta and gamma radiation. Thallium 207, 4.77 minutes, alpha radiation and X-rays. Bismuth 211, 2.1 minutes, beta and gamma radiation. Lead 211, 36.1 minutes, alpha radiation. Polonium 215, 1.78 milliseconds, alpha and gamma radiation. Radon 219, 3.96 seconds, alpha and gamma radiation. Radium 223, 11.43 days, alpha and gamma radiation. Thorium-227, 18.7 days, beta and gamma radiation. Actinium-227, 21.77 years, alpha and gamma radiation. Protactinium-231, 32,760 years, beta and gamma radiation. Thorium-231, 25.52 hours, alpha and gamma radiation. Uranium-235, 703.8 million years.